You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm confusing Rhonda because I blinded her by my really, really obscene marketing thing that I do here on Facebook. Rhonda, can you see me now? Is everything cool? All right. Maybe I'll move just over a little bit more catty that way. There you go. Perfecto, see? All right. Now we got Phil Rosen. He's a shareholder partner at Beckram Polyakov. Had his own firm. Figured it was good to join up Beckram Polyakov. Phil, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, Phil and I were at the CCIM conference. The ICSC show here in Orlando. Phil, tell me a little bit about what you saw that might have been different this year than previous years at the ICSC.
Sure thing. So one of the first things I noticed when I walked in is there were a lot more people there than I had seen in previous years. So the second thing, though, was really there was one big buzz that I kept hearing from everybody.
What's that?
The biggest question out there was, are retail properties overpriced?
Wow. So what's your feel on that?
Well, there's really two trains of thought, right? And on the one end of the spectrum, you have people saying, you know what, cap rates couldn't get any lower. Prices couldn't really be much higher. It's really hard to justify them. And on the flip side, you have people saying interest rates are low. This is the new normal.
Well, what I really think is that interest rates probably can't go up too high because they've got to have an artificial cap on them, because if they went too high, the international sovereign debt would just absolutely blow everybody away. Well, that's a real complicated thing to say on radio, isn't it? And, you know, so I think we're here in a pretty different environment, like you said. And the other thing is that I think people are still looking for cash flow. They need good cash flow. They can evaluate cash flow because on retail, they've got locked in leases, locked in cash flow. Everything that's not locked in is just extra. So I think that people feel comfortable. They can give them a little edge because they understand the deal a little more. What do you think about that, Phil?
You know, I think that with people worrying about these cap rates the way they are, I think that even though interest rates are kind of low, there's no better investment for most of these people. They've got to deploy their capital somewhere. And I also heard something very interesting. Rents are going up, especially in Miami-Dade. I mean, they're looking like $45 a foot. So right now, if you are buying property, you need to lease it up, you're going to make up for the difference, at least in some of the investors' minds, because the rents are going up. That should help you ease the blow of the low cap rate.
Now, Phil, we have you here because you can do a lot of different things with a lot of different people. You're one of the top residential loan closers in town, and you also do, the people are watching you, so you just say it, Phil. It doesn't really matter. What do you want me to talk about?
Well, commercial as well.
I was about to say that, but you gotta give me a chance. I mean, come on. I'm usually the one that interrupts everybody in an inappropriate time. You gotta let me roll here. I know you do commercial. You just talked about it. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing over there at Beckram Polyakov.
Sure thing.
With my good friend, Bernie. High five. Shout out to Bernie Friedman. Love you, Bernie.
So a couple of things that we do, really. Number one, commercial transactions. We represent buyers. We represent sellers. We represent lenders, big lenders, small lenders. We represent developers. So if anybody has any type of commercial transaction, we are the place to come. We represent a lot of commercial landlords as well. So there's not really many aspects to a commercial real estate transaction that we can't handle.
Well, I know you do great government affairs too, and you're like one of the top shops, if not the top shop, for condo associations. Looks like you got this market cycle coming and going.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was also with the residential closings. We've got a title company, Association Title Services, and we've been doing an amazing job. We've got an amazing team over there that just makes all of our clients so absolutely happy.
That's amazing. Now, listen, what if somebody has a loan, they want to go on the platform, RaySal, you can help them do that too, can't you?
Sure. Clients come to me at all different cycles in their purchasing. So I might get somebody who says, hey, Phil, I'm thinking of buying something, all the way through to, hey, Phil, I signed a contract without coming to see you, which is a no-no. But nevertheless, I can always give them a recommendation as to where to go. And quite frankly, the platform that I just sat here and heard about, to me, it sounds amazing, because I've had way too many clients wasting time going down the road with one lender without realizing that there's a lot of options out there.
You know, and that's really what it's all about. We come here, I talk about it, really. Yeah, I've seen, you know, people have seen you giving the high fives. You might as well give a high five. You don't got to give a low five. That was just an awesome. And it really is what we try to do here on Freedom Business. We try to bring people together that can find, you know, good business deals together, that they can work together, that can bring good information people can use right away, right today. What'd you think about that, man? You think the guy's got it going there?
Totally.
Okay, that's
totally.
All I really wanted on that one. So, so Phil, listen, tell me about one of the problems you solved recently. It was complex. It shows people you got good chops.
Sure, absolutely. So I've got a client that owns a tremendous amount of real estate. And he came to me and he said, you know, Phil, I've got a little bit of a challenge right now. My challenge is that I've got my tenants who have pretty decent leases, but I need to do a little bit better on these leases, and I'd like to maybe negotiate with all of them. And so what we did was we came up with a program for them to evaluate each lease, go to each tenant, figure out what solved some of the tenant's needs, because a lot of the times tenants will have a need that they don't really express unless you come to them.
Well, it should always be all about them. We talk about that all the time with Bruce Turkel. I think it's the number one marketing theme. In fact, that's his book. In fact, Bruce is going to be on after Labor Day talking about all about them, but enough with the shameless plug. Back to you, Phil. So we came up with this platform.
We negotiated, and it wound up that it was a win for everybody. So at the end of the day, we actually wound up increasing the value of my client's property by over $5 million, and he was actually able to then go leverage, go borrow money against his properties, and actually go out and acquire more property.
I want to give a high-five shout-out to my good friend, Roy. Thanks for listening in, Roy. We got all these folks listening. I've got to give them some shout-outs. All you guys have been doing is brown-nosing all your friends. I got to give a high-five to my friends. Now, Phil, One more little quick question before we go over to break, and then we're going to bring in the guys. We're going to talk about the ICSC. We're going to stir it up and really make us all proud. Tell me, what's the one misconception out there in the market that you can bust today? Maybe it has to do with you guys only do condos. Wink, wink.
All right. So about our firm?
That's easy.
Well, about our firm is that we are so strong in commercial real estate, and even more so than I knew before I joined the firm recently. So I'll tell you that we do even condominium documents for some of the absolute biggest developers out there. So if anybody needs any sort of commercial help on any of their real estate, we are the absolute go-to shop.
I recommended my most recent condo client. They were actually doing an office condo to you. High five for helping them out. We have a caller. We don't have a caller? You told me we have a caller, Wanda. Give me the caller. Can I have the caller, please? Jamie, is that you?
Jamie's here.
I'm wearing your glasses. Watch me on Facebook. Hey, Jamie, we had a great time. Your booth was ground zero for good times and good information. How'd you find the ICSC this year?
I found the ICSC to be great. I think it was because of the Havana Nights party, and I had asked people to come by the booth to get their wristband in order to get drinks.
And this is, by the way, Jamie Levinshawn from Hayes Insurance, top of the line Hayes Insurance, property insurance. I'm getting a click, click. What? You know them too? You went to the party?
Thank you, Hayes Insurance, for the party.
See that? I'm getting all these thank yous, Jamie. You just made the whole show. I loved your red dress, by the way.
Aw, thank you so much. It was a salsa conservative dress, but it was great. I've been listening to Phil Rosen. Hi, Phil.
How you doing, Jamie?
See, that's why you wear the headsets, Phil.
I love it.
All right. Now, Jamie.
Phil is our sponsor. So well, it was a really cool collaborative event. I think there was a lot of great energy this year.
So what it really was a great place where people came together to do deals, but beyond that, to meet each other and have a great common experience. I want to give a shout out to my good friend, David. I met his new bride. He showed me all the great pictures. He made me feel like $1 million. Wanda, how much more time do I got in this segment? I got 1 minute. So Jamie, if people need insurance, how do they find your girlfriend?
They call me. Call
how?
Me.
How?
You can call me, 786-210-4180. You can also reach us. We're Hayes Companies of Florida.
Got to go slower. We got Jets fans. No. You went too fast with all that. We got Jets fans listening. You got to go real slow. Now, that number again was
786-210-4180.
And your website, miss?
I'm sorry?
Your website?
Our website is www.hayescompanies.com.
We got to get you in the room one day because I think your energy and my energy, we just blow it up. Hey, everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back with more great information that you can use today to make your life better here on Freedom Business. Thank you to Jamie Levinshawn from Hayes for calling in. Wanda,
thanks,
it's yours.
Thanks, Phil.
Oh, my pleasure.